Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's a paternity test Tuesday. Jen, we have the case of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
We have Alex and Cherie.
They were getting their master's degrees at NYU. Alex is a native New Yorker. Cherie is from Chicago, and they met each other, had a relationship, and then Cherie disappeared. Alex found her on Facebook, and he thinks that her son is actually his son.
Yeah, I can see how that may add up if, you know,
yeah,
7 years ago
was seven.
Yeah, he's seven years old now.
All right, so Alex, good morning. Cherie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Alex, tell me about this romance with Cherie.
We started out casual. We were both getting our degrees, but then it got serious kind of quick. But then she, like, disappeared right after we graduated. Pretty much ghosted me before ghosting was a thing.
So you didn't know where she was? Was she not answering her phone anymore?
I think she, like, blocked me or something. I don't know. It's not like it ended weird. It was just like, well, I'm going to go to Chicago to my parents for a couple days, and then nothing.
So, wow, you kind of had her on the brain, and then you looked her up on Facebook, and then tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know how sometimes late at night you've been out at the bar, and then you kind of start thinking of some ex, and you're like, I wonder what they're up to. So I just pulled it up, and yeah, she, one of her photos, she had a kid that was about seven, and, you know, like, I thought he looks like me, and we've mostly did safe sex, but, you know, sometimes things get frisky and you don't. So I just, you know, if it's mine, I want to do the right thing. I want to step up, you know.
Oh, I feel you on that one, bro. Real men take care of their children. Cherie, what do you say to this?
Look, everything that Alex is saying is true. And look, he's not the father of my son. At the same time, we were dating. He's right. I did go home to Chicago, and I was still seeing my boyfriend, Tim, at the time. And I didn't tell Alex about that. So, look, I mean, that's the reason that I ghosted Alex, because I found out that I was pregnant with Tim's child. Look, my son looks nothing like Alex. He looks like me. And I'm sure that Tim is a father. I just want to get this over with.
Cherie, this must have came out of left field for you. You haven't thought about Alex in years. You're raising a son. Do you think there's a slight chance you want to be sure that it's not Alex's baby?
No. I know it's Tim. I feel like there's no way it could be Alex's.
So, I mean, but you just stated you were seeing both of them at the same time. Am I right, Cherie?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just tell the man what was going on? Why didn't you tell Alex? Like, come on, you both of y'all got master's degrees.
And
come on,
maybe
you
she
be
just
able to
wasn't that into Alex. Sounds like she didn't want him in her life anymore. He was just kind of.
I don't know. I was young, and I probably should have let him know. But, like, look, I found out I was pregnant, and I was definitely not expecting that. So I already had enough stuff going on that I couldn't deal with his feelings as well. Now, since then, I mean, out of the blue, he calls me, and now it's not just that. Like, he believes that this is his son. He's contacted my family. He's calling me at work. I need to do this test.
Alex,
know once and for all and be done with this.
Ooh, that's a little extra.
Alex, do you think he's stepping over the line?
I mean, he has my nose. He has my eyes. It's really weird.
How did you feel when you first took a look at this young man, this little boy, this seven-year-old boy? How did you feel?
I was, like, speechless and in shock. Like, oh, my God, she had my child and didn't even tell me?
So, how much do you think, is it like looking into a mirror? I'm just confused how you would just see a little boy and think it's yours, unless it's very distinct features, Alex.
I know it's a little much, but, like, I have photos of myself at that age. It looks the exact same.
Y'all already know it's a paternity test Tuesday. Alex and Cherie is here, and we're going to find out if Alex is actually the father of Cherie's 7-year-old son. Now, Cherie, do you think it was right 7 years ago to just ghost this man like this and when y'all were in the relationship?
No, of course not. And again, I had a lot on my plate. I was young and pretty much in shock that I was even pregnant. Like, it wasn't the right thing to do. But again, I knew it wasn't his child, so I figured I would never talk to him or see him again, and we could both move on.
Alex, isn't that funny, Alex, if we did something like that, how they throw us under the bus and drive the bus
over
us?
Oh, my God. You'd never hear the end of it.
Exactly. You have no respect for his feelings at all. It's somebody that you, because I was young and I found out. That's a BS excuse.
No, don't even add.
It's a BS excuse.
No, I think, Alex, no offense, Alex, I feel like you feel salty and you're just trying to get back at her. I mean, you are going to the exchange, contacting her
by
family.
By taking on a child, Jen? Are you crazy?
He's
trying to take on the responsibility of a father.
She has a guy, Tim.
Yeah.
Alex, I'm not asking
you to be the father.
I'm not trying to get with you. I don't want to date you or anything. But if it's my kid, I want to know, you know?
It's not your kid. I have told you so many times. He looks like me. He doesn't look like you. You need to just back off.
And a woman would know.
Think he does not. I think he looks like me.
So should
we?
It's not like we were trying to have a kid, but like if it happened, I don't want him not having a dad. If I'm the dad, then I could be the dad.
I think you just want to be a good dad.
I mean, so I'd rather be with someone that I'm actually with, so it's not like I don't want this, but I couldn't look at that photo and then not do anything.
Cherie, what is Tim's part in all of this? Does he think he's the dad, and is he a participating dad? What is Tim's part in all of this?
I mean, we're not together anymore, but he acts as...
Did you ghost him too?
No, I didn't ghost him. We had a real relationship for years. We have a whole history that you know nothing about.
Which was foul.
That was 7 years ago. It's okay. It's college.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Jen. What, you going to let her off the hook for everything?
I get it. He was just kind of
Alex, were y'all in Alex, were y'all in a serious relationship? Were you and Cherie in a
serious
relationship?
It was almost like a year and a half that we were together, you know? I thought it was pretty serious.
He sounds like he has a broken heart.
I would,
exactly.
Too. Somebody ghosted me after that.
I haven't been, like, sitting at home crying for 7 years.
Well, it kind of seems like you have.
No, but, like, when you see a child that looks like you, it upsets you.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's 104.3 Jams Paternity Test Tuesday. It's time to get to the results of Cherie and Alex. Alex says Cherie ghosted him 7 years ago. Cherie said, well, I ghosted you because I found out I was pregnant by my boyfriend, Tim, and I was young, and I was going through something, which to me sounds like an excuse, but you're in a relationship. You should have told the dude. And she says that Tim is the father of her child. Alex said he looked at the baby on Facebook and that kid looks like him, and if it is, he just wants to step up and be a father, which is admirable because there ain't enough of us doing. So I'm going to ask you this, Cherie. Are you absolutely sure before I open this envelope that Tim is the father of your child?
I mean, is there a tiny chance that Tim isn't? I mean, maybe, but like, no, I know that Tim is. He looks nothing like Alex, I don't think.
And Alex, if I open up this envelope and this is not your child, you go away quietly?
I'll cough and leave her alone.
Please.
And if it is your child, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Where are you, Alex? Are you still in New York?
I want to have a relationship with my child. I mean, we're not in the same city, but I don't, you know, I want to figure something out.
Are you still in Chicago, Cherie?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of difficult because you both had a relationship 7 years ago while you were getting your master's. And Cherie, you did say that you were messing with both of them, so you're saying there is a small possibility, but you believe it's Tim's child.
Yes, very
now,
much
Now, if it
so.
Is, what are you going to tell Tim? If I open this envelope and this baby is Alex, this little boy is Alex, what are you going to tell Tim? Has Tim been playing father for 7 years?
Yeah, he has. He's the father.
It's time for us to get to the results of this paternity test Tuesday. Jen BT, envelope, please.
Here you go. Moment of truth.
Thank you very much. Let me get a little drum roll there, Jen BT. I love when you do that. I love your silly ass drum rolls. Okay. DNA Diagnostics does all of our tests, and here's the results. When it comes to Alex being the father of Cherie's 7-year-old son, Alex, you are 99.999%. Wow. Cherie, you might want to call Tim, because Alex is that little boy's father.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, this opens
you got some explaining to do.
Oh, wow.
Alex, wait, you are the father.
What?
Alex is that
wow.
kid's father.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Where are these results?
Oh, my God.
You broke out and ghosted this man to have a baby with somebody, and it ain't even his kid. So now he's been playing father for 7 years. You might want to get on that phone and call Tim and let Tim know he is not the father of that child. It's Alex.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, wow. So I think y'all two got a lot of talking to do between each other.
Maybe
Alex, you might want to be by her side when she tells Tim that he's not the father.
No, Tim's going to punch him in the face.
I don't want to be within 100 miles of that.
Wait a minute. Alex ain't the problem? Why are you blaming Alex, Jen?
Tim's going to want to punch him in the face.
Why?
I don't know. I would want to punch him in the face if I were Tim.
It's not his fault.
It's like you're stealing my child. I could have been living in harmony.
Sheree did it. Sheree did this. She should have had a paternity test done a long time ago. I'm staying out of it. It's another paternity test Tuesday. Yeah, it happened. It's another paternity test Tuesday on the Ed Lover Morning Show. Alex, congratulations. You're a father. Sheree, you got some explaining to do, darling. Enjoy y'all day, and thanks for being on the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.